be. We'll be back to chat about life on the universe with Shelby. I hope she's prepared.
Always ready.
We'll be back in a few minutes. Enjoy the music. are back here at Radio Alicia. I am your host, El Dr. Misterio. Our beautiful guest, Shelby, is still here.
That's good. They don't know.
Thank you, Shelby. Exactly. But thank you for still being here, because most of the hosts, guests, they're gone by now after they realize what they got into. So thank you.
Yeah, I'll give you a solid half hour. So we got 5 minutes left.
Okay, I better do my best. The best 5 minutes broadcasting-wise of my life.
Sell it.
Exactly. Okay, so you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca, and that you can also find all past, present, and future podcasts at cjsf.ca/contents/radio-alicia. All right, we just listened to the New York Ska Jazz Ensemble from New York, as you would have guessed. And we listened to the great, traditional, well, famous, unique jazz song, Take Five. I think it's from Duke Ellington, is it? Original?
I can believe that.
Anyway, it's one of the classics, so there you go, their version of Take Five. Before that, we listened to Scriptures with The Resident. And before that, we started the show and the set with the Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra. Yes, you guessed it again, from Tokyo in Japan. And we listened to the song Girl on Saxophone X. And yes, a trivia fact, the Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra participated in the closing ceremonies of the last Olympics held in Tokyo, Japan.
That is a fun fact.
And they were great. They have like a 7-8 minute set with a couple of songs. And one of the songs they play is the Ode of Joy, To Joy.
Ode to Joy? Is that Mozart or
Beethoven?
Beethoven?
Beethoven 9th. So yeah, so they play a little version of that one, and it's really, really cool. So highly recommended. Google that. Tokyo, whatever it was, 2020? 2021?
2021. I think it was supposed to be 2020, but then
exactly
something happened.
So yes, yeah, something called COVID happened. I don't know if you remember. Yeah, so Google that. It's a great set, and yes, highly recommended. All right, so... Oh, I think you have an event happening at your workplace, if I remember correctly.
Oh, yeah, we are...
Yeah, tell us about it. So, what's happening on Tuesday? Is it Tuesday?
Wednesday.
Oh, Wednesday, there you go.
Yeah. Well, thank you for asking, Dr. Misterio.
My pleasure.
I can't do that. I can't make it sound so good.
You can make sound anything good. Just there you go.
Okay, so, I... And my lovely boss, Jennifer. Nobody calls her that.
You don't have to call her lovely.
She is. I really like her.
Yeah, but I mean, she's your boss, so like that. I think the two.
We have a very.
I think the two words contradict each other.
Our relationship is irregular.
I love how you took 17 seconds to say the word irregular. You can swear here on radio. It's okay. You know.
No, I just mean I think it's unusual for. It's just me and her, and we're friends and colleagues.
In that order.
Anyway, Witness the Fitness. It is a gym in Chinatown that is all. God, I don't know why you invited me here. I don't know.
So that people can see your beautiful smile. That's the only reason.
Well, great. through the radio.
Exactly, through the radio waves.
Yeah, we are a gym for feminist nerds, is what we say, and a body positive gym for anyone who wants to be there, as long as you're not a big old loser.
There you go.
That's what we put on all of our marketing. That's our marketing copy. No big old losers allowed. Anyway, okay, so we are part of a fundraiser called Workout for Women's Day by Stronger Together Vancouver. And they are an organization that puts on this event every year for 1 week. And all these fitness instructors across the city will donate a class to this event. And anybody who participates is registering by donation. And all this money goes to women-focused organizations in the city. So I think this year it's the Avalon Recovery Society, the Canada Women's Shelters, and two others. I'll have to check, but I will say those later because I think it's important to tell the world about them.
I mean, even if they were fake, we need to be, you know, reassuring that the money is going somewhere.
It is indeed.
But they are not fake, okay? This is the old silly Dr. Mysterio saying stupid jokes on air.
Yeah, these are not silly. They're really
important. These are real, organizations that help women. So, yeah. So, go, have fun, sweat.
Yeah, we are doing... I guess I didn't even tell you what kind of class it is.
No,
is it?
But I mean, you know, if it's a workout related, I mean, yes.
It's a retro cardio dance party where you'll learn how to bust a move to your favorite hits from 60s, 70s, and today.
Not 80s, or no 90s.
No 2000s.
No 2000s.
Just today.
Oh, that's great. So yeah, go there and we'll give you the information about locations, you know, websites, etc., in a little bit. But
I've got it.
Oh, there you go. Please go ahead.
Charities we are supporting this year are the Avalon Recovery Society, the End Violence Against Women Network, the Pacific Immigrant Resources Society, and Every Woman's Healthcare.
And when you say it takes place the whole week, like, is it the 5 days and there's only Wednesday at your...
I think it started on Thursday and it goes till Wednesday, and it's across the city. Anybody can participate. There's some that are happening on Zoom. You can go to strongertogethervancouver.ca.
Stronger. There you go.
And check out what kind of classes you can participate in for a good cause.
There you go. But this one right now will be at... Yeah, can you repeat the studio name, the location, and the time, I guess?
Yes.
Please, 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 please.
It's StrongerTogetherVancouver.com, where you would register. And we will be doing our class at Work Lab, which is... I'm not prepared to tell you about any of this. And
yeah, that is me on purpose, putting her on the spot, just like I do with every guest. You know,
I love it.
We put it on the spot. You know.
Yeah, I think that's good. Yeah, that's the spice of life.
Exactly. You wanted to come to the radio. Well, suffer the beautifulness of live radio.
5:45. If I just say it real slow, then hopefully I'll be able to find.
So first there's a 5, okay, and then after the 5 it's a 4, and then guess what? After the 4 there's another 5. So 5:45.
You're doing great.
Okay, and I don't know if you know this, but after, you know, before 4, you know, way back in the day, before 4 there was 3, but then apparently that was not enough, so they created
some
4.
Good riffing.
They created 4.
I'm ready to tell you all about
it. Okay, so there's 5:45. Please go ahead.
March 8th, 5:45 p.m. to 6:45 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. It's at Work Lab, which is 1275 Venable Street, suite number 290, Vancouver, BC, B6A, 2C9.
Perfect. Yeah, because some people might need their lovely help from their GPS, too.
StrongerTogetherVancouver.com.
There you go.
Great cause. Thank you, Daniel. Thank you, Shayna, for putting this on.
Magnificent. And don't worry, we will repeat all this, yes, the whole 12 minutes of back and forth in a little bit so that you are reminded about the place, the event, the everything else. Okay, so about other than, you know, helping beautiful causes, like what else does Shelby do?
What don't I do?
So you are a fitness, how do you call this these days? Fitness instructor? Fitness.
I am both a personal trainer and a group fitness instructor.
There you go. Thank you for clarifying the beautiful terms for me because I forget.
Beautiful. Everything's beautiful.
Everything is just beautiful. Yes, to be in love again. You know, that kind of feeling.
Okay, sure.
I love my radio, I have to tell you. I love it.
You love it.
I love my radio.
Why don't you marry it?
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but I do love her, so.
Does she have a name?
Yes, Radio Alicia.
Yeah, I figured that that's what you were going to say. Sorry. Is your favorite radio child?
Radio
Alicia, Yuka, Steady.
Oh, well, I mean, that's a great debate.
Or Metal Meltdown.
Exactly. I mean, you know, as a parent, I will say that I love all my children the same. But I don't. Yes, wink, wink. No, I do not. Well, let's wait for the second hour to reveal all Dr. Mysterio's secrets.
Okay.
How about that? Sounds good?
Wow. So you got to stick around for at least 25 more minutes to find those.
That was the only way I found for you to prolong your stay for at least an hour. And then after that, I'll see what I come up with.
I got 1 foot out the door, baby. I've already stayed 5 minutes longer than I said I was going to.
I know.
You're lucky.
You see how tricky I was? I asked you about your cause, about your event, you know, like just to... I know. Believe me, I look old, but I also have, you know, some wineness of the old man.
Some...
Wineness.
Wineness?
Yeah.
What is that?
Sorry, wiseness.
Okay.
me English no good.
I think it's important that you practice, though, and make mistakes.
Yes, I know. But I was so confident saying the word that you were like, what is he saying? Like, I don't know these words.
Well, maybe it was a word I didn't know.
Maybe it is a word. Let's start there. It could be a word. So, yes.
Let's make it happen.
Wiseness.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or wineness.
The silver or wineness or both.
Both.
Yes. Wininess.
What?
That has to be in that.
We're all a little whiny sometimes.
It has to be in that, you know, realm of, you know, behavior. Yeah, sorry, I interrupted you. So, personal trainer and group fitness instructor.
Yep. And I also do some... the other stuff at the gym, marketing, scheduling. We're moving into a bigger space soon, at which time I will become the head of group fitness programming.
Head of office space.
Yeah. I need a red stapler. Yeah. And then when I'm not doing that, I am an actor.